T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Shaletta here, as always. Feisty Friday begins. She is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. We have one more day left in this week. I'm assuming you've had 4 stories written about you this week. Is that about right?
Yeah, and we still got 2 more days, so something might come out today, something might come out tomorrow. We'll just, we'll see how it goes. Yeah.
The latest, tell people where they can consume it.
Racket, Minnesota. For those of you who have not heard of Racket, it's an online publication, and a lot of our former writers from City Pages, M. Castle, mm-hmm. Jay Bowler, so many others who put the snark in Snarky. They are columnists at Racket, and it's a subscription-based online publication. And if you miss reading articles in City Pages, I suggest you check Racket out. It's racketmn.com, I think. But they were putting together the top podcast throughout the state. And, included me in the top 7. And I'm very grateful
That's awesome.
For that. Yeah.
You should be grateful. That is fantastic. Yeah, Racket does an excellent job. I check it out. I enjoy it, and I miss City Pages. So Racket really is a step forward. Can I read you a letter I receive on my personal email in the junk section, the trash section?
Yes,
can you tell
please.
Me what you think
I love
about this?
Reading junk mail.
I'm not familiar with this individual. Hey, my name is Joyce. I'm requesting a link up with a mature man, and he should be great in bed. Hope to meet a tall, attractive man. This is my favorite part. We're going to get back to this. He should be ready for regular medical examinations. I'm an independent woman, stayed alone. Therefore, I'm not searching for a guy to take care of me. Maybe just emotionally. I'm financially well off. I just want fun times with you. I promise to be loyal, loving, and a caring partner. Okay. Great and bad. Not a problem, Joyce. Not a problem there at all.
Okay.
Can we go back?
What is Joyce doing in the bed? If you're going to need regular medical attention, that's the scary
part
for me.
I want to read this verbatim. He should be ready for regular medical examinations. What the heck is Joyce talking about?
Baby, it's some stuff going on in that bed. And I don't know if you want to be part of that.
I don't know.
I'm scared. I'm scared for you. I don't know how to respond to Joyce. I mean, that's scary.
I'm willing to get my kink on a little bit. I didn't realize after it, I would need a medical examination.
Okay, let me just tell you, I have some friends now. I'm at the age where a lot of my friends are getting divorced, and they're getting back out into the dating scene. And so when you're married to somebody for a long time, they know your blood type. They know what kind of medications you're on. They know what kind of food you can and cannot eat. So, for instance, if Sean and I were going to a Mexican restaurant, I might say to him, hey, don't forget to take your medicine. Now, you know you can't eat that pork. If you do, you got to portion it out. Eat half now, half later, because it's going to make your blood pressure go up.
I can only imagine. I just stop right there? Dave, can you imagine going to a restaurant with Shaletta?
I wouldn't.
When she's interacting with the family, the waiter, The owner.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. God. Yeah. And so one of my friends said that, you know, now that he's back out on the dating scene, you know, he's you know, he was trying to, you know, get with these younger girls, you know. And
sure.
So and so he said that he got a little too excited one night and his heart started racing and he felt a little lightheaded. And she was like, well, what do you want to do? Do you want a glass of cold water? And I said, see, that's what you get for messing with them little young girls. See, you need an old woman who got your medicine, who know what your blood type is, who can jump on the back of the ambulance and tell the EMTs, you know, your health history. Now, he's over here with this young girl. He about to stroke out, and all she knows is to give him a glass of cold water. I was like, what the hell is cold water going to do? He was like, exactly. She did not know how to take care of me.
Cold water.
I thought I was gonna die.
I'm having a heart attack. Just throw cold water on
she
me
said,
right now.
Would you like a glass of cold water? I said, keep on messing with 30. 30 gonna have to call the mortician for you. Yeah, see, if that was your ex-wife, she'd have been like, okay, where's your medicine bag? Take two blue pills, get your yellow pill, let me get the doctor on the phone. She would have went through the triage because she already knows who your primary care physician is. She'd have got an ambulance over there, able to check your blood pressure. See, you keep on messing with 30. Keep on and see. That's what she talk about with them regular doctor visits. You're going to need that glass of cold water. You better keep your old woman in your life who can help you get on your pills if something happens.
Yeah, these men who date younger women, I just don't know who they are and what they're thinking.
I don't know. You know, who wants a good-looking young woman where everything's sitting up and perky and she's just sweet and smells like baby powder? Who wants that in their life?
Sounds terrible. Just sounds awful. Maybe this is what Joyce is talking about. He should be ready for regular medical examination.
Exactly.
She's not going to give water. She's got the defib there. She's got everything.
Yeah. I mean, she's telling you right now you're going to need a physician. So if you come this way,
that's
don't
it.
Say you have
so
not
good.
Been warned.
Yes. So good. Are you dating? Or are you willing to just admit you and Sean are still an item?
You know what? I need to ask you something, and I need to know if I was wrong for doing this. We are not still an item. I'm not dating. I don't know what he's doing because Dan Cook told me not to be in his business and stop going through his glove box and the trunk of his car and his wallet
sure.
when he's not looking. So I did some of that. But the other day when it snowed, Andrew was going straight to work after school because, you know, he's saving up for his little car. So, you know, he mm-hmm. works right after school. Brandon is 10, so he doesn't have his grown man body yet. So he can't shovel 6 inches of snow. Daniel's 7, so he can't help Brandon shovel the snow. And so I called Sean. I was like, hey, can you get the snow? And so he got the snow. And everybody was like, you're wrong. You know, he doesn't, you know, he's not, you're not married. He's not obligated. You need a snow
he's
service.
Not.
And I was like, he is the snow shoveling service. And so he got on over here. He put on his one-piece suit with his boots, you know, and he got that snow.
Goodness.
So was I wrong?
No, he is not. Now, it's a very, very kind gesture, and Sean is a very good man. But heck no, he is not required to do this. Probably not going to be good if all of a sudden you're on a date and your young thing is inside and there's Sean out shoveling away.
And the thing is I think he was trying to prepare me for the snow because, you know, he's not going to say anything because he's so nice. So he got the snow blower out and he got the gas and he got the sand and everything and the thing in the little thing to spread the sand and everything. And so he was like, I just want to let you know I got you two bags of sand. The snow blower's right here and here's the gas. And I was like, why is he telling me that? Because, I mean, this is stuff that he needs, right? Why am I, what do I need to know about the sand and stuff?
So good. All right, let's pause. Shaletta is here. We'll talk about her show, The Shaletta Show, on tomorrow at 11, right here on CCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Continuing with our friend Shaletta. Shaletta Brundage is here. She is the host of the Shaletta Show every Saturday at 11 a.m. Give me a couple guests coming up tomorrow.
Oh, I only want to talk about one. Representative Mueller, who was instrumental in getting Nellie Stone Johnson's statue at the Capitol. He has been trying to get that statue up for 26 years. And finally, it is there saluting this woman. That's what friendship looks like. I tell you, when I think about it, it gives me chills. And I talked to him today, you know, because he ain't fooling around with the email and all this other stuff. He, you know, you got to call him. You know, it's old school. You're going to have to pick up the phone and call him. And so we actually had a chance to chat, and that was my first time talking to him. And he talked about how he was just persistent, and he put this statue up, and he wanted to inspire young black girls to go into politics, to be unafraid and fearless, and to speak their minds and walk in their truth and make a difference in the lives of others. I mean, it was just... I was so inspired by him, and I just can't wait to talk more to him tomorrow on the show.
Excellent. Do we have a time?
Hold on. You know, I was just telling Dave, you know, I'm back to producing my own show, you know, because Carrie's now at Channel 5, and this is the sad part.
Thanks for driving her away, too. Thanks a lot.
Well, actually, it's all my fault. Dave said I need to stop talking too much. I didn't realize I talked too much. So I got on social media, and I was like, oh, my God, I love my producer, Carrie. She is amazing. She lines up the show. I don't have to worry about anything. I just tell her my ideas, and she gets the guests and does everything. So my friends over at KSTP was like, oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we know Carrie. She's great, isn't she? And then I'm on social media going on and on. Oh, my gosh, she's amazing. Next thing I know, here come my friends at KSTP, Kate Bendale and them, Monica Doyle. Hey, Carrie, what's up, girl? You want to come over here? We got an offer. You can't refuse. So I don't even know if I should have even said something because I opened my big old mouth. So now she's
Well, we've gone. Got this pipeline. We got this pipeline because we've hired 5,000 people from Hubbard. And then they come back. And they take some, because let's not forget about Lil Devin.
Devin
went to KS95, the morning show juggernaut.
Yes, he did.
So I could blame you for driving Devin away. There's no proof at all, but I could just go with it.
Yes, you could.
Okay, let's talk.
Joe Mullery is on with me tomorrow at 12:30 to talk about the Nellie Stone Johnson statue.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Okay.
Let's talk Will Smith. So, okay. Will Smith, his movie, highly anticipated, mm-hmm. Emancipation, is out today in just a few theaters. 1 week later, huge number of theaters plus Apple TV. Now, again, there was a lot of talk about this movie well before the slap. Okay.
Right.
Where if Will doesn't win an Oscar for playing Richard Williams, could he for this? So, couple things here. One, the initial reviews have not been kind. I was surprised.
No.
Few have been awful. A lot of them have just been kind of, it's not worth your time. It's not a dreadful movie, but it's not worth it. But let's go to this. Where do we think the public, and it's so broad, but the Will Smith fans who have followed him from The Fresh Prince to his music mm-hmm. to all mm-hmm. the different roles, and the Will Smith fans who watched the slap on Chris Rock and said, what are you doing? So, not the ones who just, hey, exactly right. You said that about Jada. Stand up for your man. But the ones who are like, Will, what are you doing? Where do you think they are at right now in putting their hard-earned money to work and paying to see Will Smith again?
I think a lot of his fans are torn, especially the ones in that particular category, because what he did was against everything that they stood for, and they didn't think that he was capable of doing anything like that because they had this image of him, this person that they, you know, assumed that he was, and this was completely outside of the character of who they thought that he was. And the reason that they supported him was because he was always the good, clean guy, no tattoos, no arrests, no gold teeth, no dreads, just, you know, raising his family, doing his thing. You never heard anybody say one bad thing about him. And so this was just, this was heartbreaking for a lot of people, honestly, because they had followed him for so long. And he was like, you know, the best buddy. And so I think that, you know, for those people, you know, I just believe, you know, that he's apologized and that he gets another opportunity. I don't believe that, you know, I believe that he's learned from what he did wrong. And I believe that he deserves another chance to practice his craft and to make a living, if this is how he chooses to make his living. Now, they may or may not support him, but I think that they owe it to themselves to give him another opportunity. And I don't know about you, but I don't really, like, base, you know, my movie stuff on critics, like whether or not I'm going to see a movie. You know, I'll read the critics and you know, see what they have to say. But, you know, we've all seen it where they've been completely wrong. And I don't know if even some of the critics are upset, still upset with Will for what happened at the Oscars, and may hold a little grudge against him because of that. So they, you know, they may not have anything, you know, too complimentary to say because this is not their best buddy, Will Smith. This is the dude who slapped Chris Rock at the Oscars, Will Smith. He's a new Will Smith to a lot of people. Let me just say.
Yeah,
that.
I will say on movies, I do pay attention to the critics. With,
really?
With the ones that we view are more serious and released around this time of year where it's the Oscar-worthy movies. If it's a rom-com, if it's a silly movie, I don't care. I don't think he has to go away. I don't think he has to vanish. I think it took him way too long to apologize. I thought he hid a little bit too long. This is such a serious movie. And some people might just love it. Obviously, the subject is incredibly intense. It might be even a better test, Shaletta, if in the next year or so, he's Will Smith. He's like, I mean, Will Smith right now, before the slap, was one of the five best talk show guests you'd want to see.
God,
he's funny,
ever.
Smart,
yeah.
Good looking, telling
charming,
stories.
Good looking, yeah.
Charming, yes, everything. So if he goes back and he's that type of guy, Will Smith, as he's been in a dozen movies, I think that might be a better judge what the public is saying about Will Smith.
Yeah, and you know, then the talk show hosts have to figure out where their balance is. You know, that some of them may say, no, I don't want him on because that's not, I don't want the heat. I don't want the smoke, you know, because, you know, the wrong thing with the cancel culture and everything that's going on right now, they don't want anybody to think, well, I'm, you know, promoting violence and, you know, what he did. And by having him on, am I green lighting or co-signing? You know, and so there's a real divide right now in Hollywood. Are you team Will or are you team Chris? And, you know, I can see a lot of, you know, talk show hosts that once welcomed him with open arms, you know, kind of putting up a roadblock or a barrier to having him on their program.
Yeah, because a number of the main guys are good friends with Chris Rock, too. Although Will also has been great on all of their talk shows, you know, so I'll be curious to see how that plays out. Have a fabulous weekend. It's going to snow a little later today. Not a lot, but just get Sean on standby right away, okay?
Okay, let me text him. I don't know where he is or what he's doing, but I'll let him know. Will he have to get off early from work, or should he just come straight over here after 6?
It's supposedly going to be 5 or 6, so he can go to work. But tell him on the way on the way there, stop and get some food. Go to the grocery store, and after he's done, you know, doing all the work, then he can give you guys a great meal, too.
And some dessert. And some
exactly. All right. Love you. Talk to you soon.
All right. Okay. Bye-bye.
Shaletta with us every Friday for Feisty Friday and on tomorrow on CCO at 11 right here.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It is 41 past the hour of one. Shad Hartman, Dave Harrigan with you. Jason Narusha follows us. No Wolves tonight. Are the Twins playing tonight, Dave Harrigan? Is it Twins Friday?
Off day today. Off day for the ball off club. A rare Friday off day.
Okay, Friday off. Maybe back in action tomorrow. Wolves take on Oklahoma City tomorrow night. And the most underrated superstar in the National Basketball Association. Do you know who that is?
Kevin Durant.
Mm-mm. It's not Russell Westbrook either.
James Harden? He's still over there?
No, not James Harden. Arizona State's own. Arizona State, by the way, basketball. Wins it near the buzzer last night.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
Possibly a step towards the national championship. Bobby Hurley, normally an absolute crazed individual on the sidelines, might have mellowed a little bit. I mean, it was troubling how upset Hurley would get. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is a phenomenal basketball player. Wolves will see him tomorrow night. I have absolutely positively no problem with Elon Musk kicking Kanye. I'm not even going to call him Ye. I don't care what he wants to be called. He's filled with hate. Does he have mental health issues also? I agree. Do I think he has hate, which is influenced by the mental health? I do. Do I think he also has just hate that comes out of his mouth on a regular basis? Yes, I do. Am I a doctor? No, I'm not. And nobody listening right now has diagnosed Kanye enough to know. We talked about it multiple times yesterday. When you're on the air with Alex Jones, and by the way, there's nothing legit about Alex Jones declaring bankruptcy today. It's just a financial game that scumbag is playing, and I hope it doesn't work. Donald Trump, to me, is Mother Teresa compared to Alex Jones. There's no comparison between the two. People say, oh, you hate Donald Trump. No, I don't. I detest Alex Jones for what he did to the families after Sandy Hook. And don't somehow be so foolish. Oh, he wasn't doing it. Yes, he was. Yes, he was. He was torturing families whose little kids were slaughtered in a classroom. And he did it to make money, and he admitted it in court, when he's going to lose his own kids. It's just my radio bit. It's what I got to do to make money. When Alex Jones and Nick Fuentes, that filth, are on a conversation, Dave, and by far the worst of the three, and it's gold medal, is Kanye, as we were giving you updates yesterday, because it happened late in the morning. Then later in the day, when he puts out the Star of David with the Nazi symbol right in it, it's a business. Businesses are allowed to have protocols and step in. It's not the government, by the way, so don't come at me with First Amendment. That is for suppression from the government, not from a private business. And by the way, the latest analysis is showing that hate speech is on the rise on Twitter since Elon has taken over. So bravo, Elon. Slurs against Black Americans before Elon Musk bought Twitter showed up 1,282 times a day. After he became the owner, they jumped to 3,876. Slurs against gay men appeared about 2,500 times a day before Musk took over. Now, just short of 4,000 times a day. Anti-Semitic posts soared 61% in the 2 weeks after Mr. Musk acquired the site. So if you're one who wants everything out there, no limitations whatsoever, we just disagree. And by the way, so does Elon Musk. Now, how he picks and chooses is seems to be interesting. He's the owner, though. He's the owner. He's the one who fired 75%, and apparently he's making a lot of decisions. So he kicked Kanye away. I hope Kanye receives treatment. And again, I don't believe all of the hate is tied to what's happened to him bipolar. You have to look at this and say, data is data on the increase. And so is this really what you want on this particular, and God, I'm getting sick of this word, Dave, but I'm going to use it just a couple more times and I'll never use it again, platform? Is this really what you want? No regulations, whatever you want. Just go ahead, say the absolute worst of the worst towards people of a race, religion, gender, and no ramifications whatsoever, because I absolutely do not want that. How you regulate it, how you pull that off, it's incredibly difficult. It is. And you're going to have people mad at how you do it. Guess what, Dave? If it's worth $44 billion, you're not going to have everybody on your side. So, and I want people to chime in on this. Is there any doubt that Musk policies and what's happened here have changed this? Because the data says, without a doubt, the increases. Are you mad that Kanye has been kicked off? Why? You want to defend this guy? And I get it. For some people, you say, well, the reason why we have free speech is some of the worst is protected because the more normalized civil blah doesn't need to be protected. Still has regulations for me. It still does. Dave, I want you to chime in, but I want people to tell me what you think about how Twitter's playing out. You might not be on it, but to act like it doesn't have a huge impact on our country is just, I think, naive. Because it's pretty clear. And Musk has brought a lot of attention to it. And according to the data, a lot of hate back. So congratulations, Elon. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Kanye booted and the hate speech increase on Twitter. Let me get to some of your texts here. There has to be a limit. Kanye reached that limit. Same texter says that weasel Nick Fuentes with a smirk on his face while Ye was talking was disgusting. Yes, it was. Another texter says, create another platform that does enforce regulations. No. Enforce regulations on this one. That's what I think should happen. I don't think Elon's calling me so far. And by the way, anybody who acts like Truth Social, that's the true area where you're allowed to talk. Yeah. Go on there and try to disagree with Donald Trump. Criticize Donald Trump. See how long you last on that particular one. What do you think about what happened to Kanye and the clear-cut, without a doubt, from the data, increase in hate speech on Twitter, Dave?
Good riddance. That's number one. Number two, it's another, it's more data to point out why social media is tearing apart at least segments of this country.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you talk about freedom of speech. Well, freedom of speech was established long before the internet, long before broadcasting, long before any of this. It, you know, it was meant to, you know, you could say something to your buddies. You could say something in front of a group of, you know, a group of people yelling it out without, you know, fear of repercussion. To say that freedom of speech applies to social media, I think is ludicrous. All right, we're talking about broadcasting hate speech to the world. All right, there needs to be regulations. There needs to be a lot, and there needs to be a quick hook for anybody that puts this kind of crap out.
Yeah, and the other one we used to debate on the show all the time is, I can go, then it was Facebook. Now it obviously would be Twitter is the primary way, a little bit Instagram, but Instagram is much more positive than Twitter is. I can go on my platform, Dave, and I can rip my boss and I can rip my job, and they can't do anything about it because I'm off the clock. Yes, they can. Yes, they can. You go on a visible vehicle for communication and denigrate your company, it's possible you can get in trouble. And you better know that if you stand by it, okay, good on you. But if you're fired, don't act surprised because that's a part of it. So let's see if Musk slows this down in any way, because right now he's acting like it's a lot of both sides, and so far it really isn't. Linda's construction time check is 157. Any gutter issues, one way to go. Linda's, Andy Linda's in Leaf Guard, brand gutters.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.